Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Today is Wednesday, June 16th, 2021. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Oh my God. Whoo, months and days are flying by. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just glad to be here and be amongst the saints that are walking around today. Amen. My blessings goes out to Shirley Willis, Elder Ronnie, Denise Giss, her mother, and Ayana in California. May they continue to heal and progress from their illnesses. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, as I get into the word, let your Holy Spirit flow. Let these words be noticed, and let those that don't know the word of God come into the word of God. I pray for these things in Jesus' most holy name. Amen. Amen. My topic, home blessings extended, coming from Psalms 128:5, from King James Version or NIV. Amen. Amen. I'm going to read from Psalms 128:5. The Lord bless you out of Zion, and may you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. This is a promise to the God-fearing man who walks in the ways of holiness. He shall have domestic blessedness. His wife and children shall be a source of great happiness. But then, as a member of the church, he desires to see the cause prosper, for he is as much concerned for the Lord's house as for his own. When the Lord builds our house, it is but fitting that we should desire to see the Lord's house built. Amen. You should get a blessing when you go up to the assemblies of Zion. You shall be instructed, lived, and comforted where prayer and praise ascend, and testimony is born to the great sacrifice. Nor shall you alone be profited. The church itself shall prosper. Believers shall be multiplied, and their holy work shall be crowned with success. Let us be among those who bring good things to Jerusalem all their days. That is my word of encouragement for today. Home blessings extended. Do not take your blessings for granted. And when a holy man or a holy woman worry about the Lord's house, it is a great blessing to be bestowed on them. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. Because when you worry about the Lord's house and not your own, oh, my God, God looks at that. He looks at that, and he rewards you. So continue to trust in God and trust in all that he does for you. Again, I'm Sister Faye, Evangelist Faye. God bless you. That is my word of encouragement for today. And continue to stay in your word more so than anything. Do not just listen and not understand. Trust in God, because whether you understand, he'll bring the understanding to you if you get on your knees and pray and ask God for understanding like this. Heavenly Father, I may not understand your word, but I know that I trust your word. I need full understanding, and I need things clarified that I don't understand. Lord, I'm just asking for your help each and every day that I get into your word. And I pray for this and all things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Have a blessed and wonderful evening. God bless you. Keep walking in the faith, because I am. And he is opening up a wonder of blessings for me and my household. I don't know about anybody else, but I see it. And no, I'm not talking about SSI payments. I'm not talking about stimulus payments. I'm not talking about unemployment checks or welfare checks or food stamps, et cetera, et cetera. Those things help. If you're getting blessed with those things that I just mentioned, because you have been applying for those things, God bless you. That is a blessing. But I'm talking about pure, unadulterated blessings from God. Amen. Amen. Have a blessed and wonderful evening again. And I am Sister Faye, Evangelist Faye. God bless you, and peace be with you. Amen.